B-Pod Studios.
Now, more Toucher and Rich. And whatever this is.
This is Dan and Rick Flair and Nepotism.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's?
It does sound like that, doesn't it?
She said we both kind of like it. I remember the film.
Well, that's one thing we got.
We're both so uninteresting that we both just like the same film.
Oh, this is great. I'm reading all this like stuff. Everyone's like now searching everybody's Instagram. As a matter of fact, Nia Long, who is the fiance of Ime Udoka, put something on her Instagram story, which is it's like a something from a Omology wellness based company. What is Omology? Is that like finding your own peace or whatever? But the video has sunlight hitting trees in a lush forest with an accompanying message that focus on finding light after darkness. It says, quote, when you see people change their whole life and start walking down a path of enlightenment, hugging trees, connecting with nature, loving themselves, embracing positivity, letting that light shine, understand one thing. That light you see, understand one thing about that light. They had to go into the darkness to get it. No shadow, no light, no shadow.
Well, I never do this, but I DM'd her and I said, in this 90s kind of world, I'm glad you got your girls. Because she was on Living Single. And I said, call Tootie. Call Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
Get the girls together. It's a night of bonbons and bad romantic comedies.
Sure.
Just, Kim Fields, you bring the Kleenex. And then I even reached out to Alfonso Ribera.
Oh, you did?
And I said, I don't know if you're aware of what's going on, but I do believe one of your ex co-stars
from The Fresh Prince. That's right.
Is in a bit of a personal crisis. Could you please reach out to him? And then he said, if you buy 5 copies of The Breakdance Kid, I will do just that, Fred.
Well, that's not the only thing that's being put out on social media regarding the whole deal. Paul Pierce wrote, it should be just a fine, not a suspension. Now, that was before, of course, the news came out last night.
If it was consensual knock in the boots, I mean, who are we to, like I said yesterday, who are we to interfere in what is only natural? But obviously they haven't said what happened because it's not that.
No, it's not just that.
That's Johnny. Just got a tweet from Brian Robb. Celtics are going to hold a press conference at 11.
Oh, good. Will they say what happened?
No, I don't have answers to that. I just have what B. Rob just did.
Because if they're so wildly concerned about speculation, they could give fact and that would stop speculation.
So 2 hours from now, maybe we get some answers.
Because you guys think they've failing miserably at this as well.
Oh, my God. Yeah, all morning.
They did not handle it well.
The fact that, as I said, this has gone 3 calendar days now. And the only thing that we've gotten were those 3 sentences last night at 9:30 that Ime has been suspended for the year, and then they'd figure out what they're going to do later on.
Yeah, because I've been the most vocal, I believe, this morning, but you guys are on the same
page. Oh, my God, yeah. This morning, everything that they've done so far has been a misstep.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're all kind of sitting here, and I know that they want people to stop, looking for who it is on the website. Which we have not done.
Again, if you put a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you one female employee of that team. Even the one that you said people were wrongly speculating about, I already forgot her name. So I don't, it's of no importance to me. Despite what whoever thinks, because I am of the mind that the Celtics have reached out to complain about me. But if it wasn't them, then I apologize.
Well, Stephen A. Smith chimed in yesterday. Once again, this was yesterday afternoon. And by the way, he also teased that he was mad as hell, and he's going to speak his mind at 10 a.m. So
which
he was
is,
like a big market tease.
Which is not his M.O.
No.
Stephen A. Smith is, for him to go off on a sports subject, this is like, Haley's comment.
It is.
All right. So let's.
Well, matter of fact, he tweeted 10 hours ago.
Me taking a dump out after taking pain pills.
This suspension of Celtics coach Ime Udoka is utter, and he spells it out, BS. I thought, if you thought I said enough this morning on First Take, you haven't seen a damn thing yet. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
If I had
Friday morning on ESPN. See you then. Hashtag total BS.
I wish I had a time machine because these next 50 minutes just seem so futile until I can hear what he has to say about this.
Well, here's what he said yesterday.
That being done to a brother. Because I got news for you, America. There's plenty of white folks in professional sports.
No.
That's doing their thing.
No, that's not true.
And I say that not complimentary. I don't see the information out about them. Why are we talking about this now? We got to talk about it because it's the news. Ain't none of our damn business. Unless you fire him. But if you keep him, it's none of our business. It should have never been put out there by the Celtics organization. And don't tell me you didn't do it. Because you absolutely did it. Because news reporters got it. So it emanated out of Boston. Somebody ain't in L.A. or Utah or something leaking this stuff about the Boston Celtics.
Right.
This is on y'all. You shouldn't have been out here. That's what I have to say. Ain't that being done to a brother?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm sure that was said before. I wonder if he's going to change his mind now that it.
I know. As soon as like the real report comes out, he's going to have to be like, "My bad.
Didn't mean to say that."
At 10 o'clock, I wildly walked back everything I said the day before.
Please scrub that from any kind of media. To make sure that it's not played with an understanding that I did not know all of the facts at the time.
I understand. But what if it was a sister that complained? Does the brother aspect of it?
Oh, yeah.
What is the scales of justice? If I give you one brother on the right and one sister on the left, do the scales of justice even? Yeah. Or I don't know.
There's another thing that was going around yesterday that it was just a head scratcher. That people were saying they should have kept this in house. And my only thing is, like, if you're suspending the guy, what, are you just not going to tell anyone why he's missing?
He ghosted us. We don't know where he is.
Right. Like, every game, you're going to be like, well, is he going to be here this game? No, he couldn't make it. Well, why not?
This is why this is so strange, is because the suspension is part of why it's strange. Because if they just fired him, that would be one thing, but this is so odd because it's like, if they would have fired him, or they would have gone, he's suspended, you know, for the preseason or something like that, or suspended for 5 games, then you'd be like, okay. Mm-hmm. But the idea that he just got this massive suspension and they haven't fired him is part of the intrigue to all of this.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Because they're not willing to cut ties with him.
Yeah.
So are they afraid they'd lose him? Because if you're afraid you'd lose him, it means that you don't believe that these allegations against him are enough to keep him, to get him blackballed. Sorry, Steven, to get hit, but it's only a 902 reference. To get him blackballed from the NBA.
Yeah.
So, like, it's this weird, like, what do you do? So maybe at 11 this morning, they'll run it live on Zoe and Bertrand so they can sit back and let that happen.
Mm-hmm. At least it's watch the ratings come in. 10:01, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't do it at 9 either. Who wants to get up? Plus, you got to put makeup on because you know you're going to be on international television.
Right.
But if the Celtics owe it to their fan base and to the people involved in this thing, including Udoka, to just come out and say what happened.
Do we know who is speaking at this?
Do not. All I know is the tweet that I read to you.
And it's only...
They're going to have Brian Robb.
It's only Brian Robb who's like reporting this.
And here are the facts. Stop.
It's not Robb. That's the Robbot 2.0.
10111001.
This is pretty funny. After it was all done, not all done, but after Wojnarowski had put at like 10:02, of course, right after we got off the air, that it was going to be a year-long suspension, Ennis Freedom, a.k.a. Ennis Cantor, tweeted, "No need for revenge. Just sit back and wait. Those who hurt you will eventually screw up themselves, and if you're lucky, God will let you watch. Karma." And he put a little shamrock right next to it and linked a story that says Ime Udoka responds to Enes Kanter claiming he had been benched for calling out, you know, the whole thing with the shoes and all.
Yeah, Enes Kanter went from like a guy that you were really rooting for to kind of like annoying.
Yeah, right.
Enes Kanter's just a great guy. He's like doing all this great stuff, and now he's just kind of like bugging me.
The comments are now like, snitch. We know it was you. And then everyone's, of course, you know, saying that he's, you know, talking about his basketball skills and just how awful he is.
No, he's not good. Mm-mm. That is part of the problem.
It's all Udoka's fault.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's all Udoka's fault. Those four or five other teams that decided they wanted to get rid of you also.
Yeah, I mean, like, you do realize, Enes, if you were good, you'd still... He'd still be on the team.
Yeah.
If you've noticed, there's certain players in the NBA who've gotten away with literally everything.
Yeah, you know, Kyrie Irving's still playing for the Nets, and they're paying him an awful lot of money.
I mean, it's like there's certain players you're like, wow, what more could this guy have done to be kicked off a team, and they're still on teams?
Yeah, like I don't think Enes Kanter's words have, like, you know, ruined Chinese and U.S. relations for the rest of our lives.
Eric Wilbur just wrote, Bill Belichick wrote more on a cocktail napkin than the Celtics did in their Ime Udoka press release.
I mean, it's really something else.
That's going to get rectified today.
Yeah, I know. And hopefully they do. And they just got to say what happened. Bottom line, this is what happened. Now, they don't, obviously, you don't talk about the woman or the women, mm-hmm. but you, which I have a feeling it's women, right? Wouldn't you think?
Well, there's been, that has not been put out there yet. I mean, I've seen some stuff from other websites that maybe, who knows. So
what does Ballsack Sports have to say?
Well, Ballsack Sports is going to be quoted today on ESPN. I know that they'll get there,
which is something Stephen A. Smith has done. But I am interested that I'm not dismissing the fact that maybe this is all because of Ime being black. But what if a black woman or black women are the people that are complaining?
Well, that's why you have to step back and instead of like talking in absolutes. You have to go, all right, if this is the whole story, then this is what I believe. But in yesterday's case, I don't think anybody believed it was the whole story. So for Stephen A. Smith to go run and just say that seemed a little, I don't know. Seemed like he was ready for a take and he couldn't wait to have the first one.
I think he was waiting for everyone to get all up in arms that he made it about being black. But I don't care. but I am curious. If it's one or multiple black women, does that affect it? Or does it? How many black women does it take to equal one brother? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got pretty loose
in
there.
In theory, it should be one for one.
He got, yeah, like what if the ladies are black? Yeah. Like, does that not matter?
Yeah.
Are they just doing it because he's a black guy? What if the women are the ones who wanted him punished? But these are the things that you can't go on First Take thinking. You got to go on. And we've been promised. And again, this is all just killing time till 10 o'clock when we get to hear what Stephen A. Smith's further thoughts are on this matter.
Well, I mean, he's got something to say. As he said, if you thought I said enough this morning on At First Take, you haven't seen a damn thing yet.
Woo!
10 a.m. EST, Friday morning on ESPN. See y'all then. Hashtag total BS.
Yes. So if you're going to the airport right now, make sure closed captioning is on the television as you sit at the bar. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sports Hub. Now,
that's hard on the ears.
More Toucher and Rich.
Ooh, that gets your back hair going.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oof, I don't care for that at all.
Tonight and tomorrow, the Garden, who is it?
His name is Post Malone.
This isn't a bad song. At least his little riff's not kind of nice.
Did you see the video of him falling?
Yeah.
last week.
Oh, off stage?
Yeah, St. Louis.
Yeah,
that not off stage. Like, on, there was a hole in the middle of the stage.
So that sucks. I've seen a couple of these guys. Like, I mean, sometimes they're falling like 8 feet.
He landed on his ribs. Like, that's what stopped him from falling below. Oh, but powered through. He'll be here tonight.
A hole in the stage. Oh, he's here tonight, you said?
Tonight and tomorrow night at the Garden.
Wow, he's doing two nights at the Garden? My wife wants to go see Lizzo. And I got to be honest, I would love to see that show. Like, that's one that
you got to go see Antonio Brown. That's...
I know.
Free champagne for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Our own VIP section.
Yep, when he indeed shows up, which he did not last night in Worcester. Which is just hysterical. I mean, because I don't want to give us too much credit because I think that almost anyone could have predicted something like this possibly happening. But we did say, I guarantee you, he doesn't show up to Worcester.
Yeah, when you're playing a steak and ale for probably about $5, it's pretty easy to blow it off.
Steak and ale.
Like, I mean, he was playing like a restaurant. Like, how much could they have been paying him?
What is the name of the place? You said Steak and Ale. It just made me think. What is
Ponderosa?
No, the place that the Celtics all, like, you know, we got drunk and made that commercial.
Doc and Nelly?
Scotch and Sirloin.
Scotch and Sirloin.
Just Steak and Ale. I think they
finally... Did you think of anything you would like less than a nice glass of scotch with a sirloin steak?
How about just you could have stopped at a nice glass of scotch? I'm not a big scotch guy.
No.
I don't mind that color liquor. There's certain ones I like of that color, but I just, the scotch is probably the last on the list.
I think that scotch is something that as men we are conditioned to, we're supposed to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But I'm on the same page as you. A nice warm glass of scotch.
Yeah, that's...
And I can tell you that they'll charge you for it.
I think they took the Scotch and Sirloin sign down finally.
Oh, really?
Because
where was it?
It was over in the north end. Because
side of a building.
Yeah, even after the restaurant was gone, they still kept the sign up. And I would smile every time I saw it because it's the greatest commercial
that's ever aired.
It's not like
a
aired.
Billboard. It's like it painted onto the brick or on the side of a building.
Was it painted or was it like silver, like actually letters? I don't... Was it painted or was
it
like
it was
a...
painted.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, who knows?
But it looked, you know... like Sir Galahad type letters. Like,
oh, yeah.
Scotch and sirloin. Yep. Like something from like a medieval movie.
That was how things were done in like the late 70s.
Yeah, it was like that classy. It was like, right.
Classy was like medieval lettering.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's true.
It is. No, it's absolutely true.
And that's what the Scotch and Sirloin one was. And I remember when we talked to Danny one time, we talked about the filming of that commercial. And I think the deal was they would just hook him up with free booze and food after the games. And, you know, they've...
How good that did Danny.
You know, Danny had, you know, the one guy who wasn't loaded in that commercial, it seems like. They were, I mean, they're like, yeah, it's the steak. It's the sirloin. It's the both. And then they just, they were just sitting there eating, and the guy says, hey, guys, I know we're giving you a lot of food. Can we just film you for 15 seconds? And they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was back, you know, when contracts were fairly reasonable for a lot of those guys. You know, you're going to give me a nice sirloin steak.
Yeah, I mean,
the finest cut.
They all sounded perfectly sober.
No, man, it's the prime rib. Yeah.
Lobster.
Ooh. I tell you, it's the salad bar. Oh.
Well, boys, after a meal like this, there's only one way to show our appreciation. Whoa.
And they all whip them out. They're all exposing themselves at that moment.
And then it's just a 3-minute meat spin.
Yep. So there's only one way in French lick we know to express our appreciation.
Wait,
everyone lay it on the table.
Yeah.
Dave Corzine, you lead. I don't even know.
Smallest one pays the bill.
Greg Kite.
There you go. Same difference. Not a lot of difference between the two gentlemen. Tom. Hello, Tom.
Good morning, guys. I got a funny story for you about Antonio Brown. This dude, literally, we waited inside of a concert venue in the South Side. So I lived in Pittsburgh, PA, and he was hyping this concert up for like 2 weeks. It was a brand new place they opened on the South Side, which is all the bars. And I kid you not, I think we were in line for like 2 hours. I was just going there, honestly, for the giggles and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, last minute, the bouncer comes out and he goes, yeah, Antonio Brown's not showing up. And this line was all the way down the street. He completely ditched the entire thing. And I just, honestly, just like you guys, I just wasn't surprised. I was like,
no.
Because he, like, canceled, like, I want to say, like, three other events prior in the previous month.
Yeah, he seems to have
He was like, Pittsburgh, I'm coming home.
Yeah, he's got some reliability issues.
I just got a tweet from, the guy who reached out. Ace, he's a concert and event promoter in town. And he was the one who said, you know, we'll get you to go see, you know, he invited us to go out to go see him at the club. And he goes, he's going to show up tonight. AB will be at the building at Hava Boston, or I'll donate his booking fee to the Home for Little Wanderers. Well, it looks like you're writing a check to a charity, my friend.
There's,
I'm telling you.
Write that off.
I reached out to him. I said, you got to be a little nervous. Like, how can you feel confident when he didn't show up to the one in Worcester last night? And to be quite honest, like, I'm wondering how many people they turned away in Worcester. How many people are like, like just a line, 1,000 people down the block with their Antonio Brown jersey.
Dozens of patrons.
I know. So, Ace, I'm not going to go tonight. Thank you for the offer, but I can't go now because I know that there is a massive chance that he's not going to be there. Someone said Greg Kite owns that commercial, and he sent me a picture of it. And
is that right?
Really terrifying. look at Greg.
Let me see Greg Kite.
Greg Kite.
Greg Kite
looks like the principal from Ferris Bueller in this.
Yeah. He does. Hopefully he didn't follow the man's life.
No, that is not a good lifestyle to live.
All right. Rich, go ahead.
Yeah, so you guys are talking about why was he just fired? Email, yes. So, if they knew about the relationship in July, but then it came to light over the past few, recently that there was an issue, they suspended him because they fired him. And at some point in time, they realized that there was some inaccuracies. He could then sue them for wrongful termination. Any general counsel, any law firm that you're going to come in that's going to review any sort of separation agreement, they're going to tell them to suspend the person until the whole process is complete, beginning to end. Then they issue the separation agreement, and then they get fired. That's why he's still suspended.
All right, thank you. That seems legalese and very plausible.
Well, I mean, there's got to be. And if you're the Celtics, outside of the way they've handled this, I mean, this has got to suck for you if this is all generated from Ime just not being able to control himself. Because now you've got a situation where not only do you have a PR nightmare, but you've also invested in this guy that you believed in. You brought him in there. He's at the beginning of his contract. Now you've got a guy who right now seems the backup plan is a dude that doesn't have any like head coaching experience in the NBA. We don't know a lot about this guy at all. He's like 35 years old. I know nothing about this dude other than it seems like everybody loves him. Everybody loves him.
And he was a D2 phenomenon.
Yeah.
D2 head coach for 2 years before he joined Brad Stevens' staff about 3-4 years ago. And I saw nothing but videos from Jason Tatum about Jason Tatum telling everyone how much they love this guy. I'm thinking, of course, you say, okay, you bring in Tatum, you bring in Brown, and you say, all right, Ime's on his way out. He's not coaching this year. What do you think about Joe? And I'm betting anything. Tatum's like, yep.
And you know what?
Love him.
You guys don't think Ime's going to coach this team again, do you?
It sure doesn't feel that way.
A year suspension, I'd say the odds are pretty long.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because maybe
especially if Mazzulla does well. Because if Mazzulla does well, and that, right before you showed up,
he's going to do fine.
This team's too good for this team not to
going to all of a sudden just blow up because Ime Udoka's not there.
If he doesn't wreck it and the Celtics go off and win 47, 48, 49 games, they won 51 last year, and they win a couple of rounds in the playoffs, he stays and Ime goes.
See, I don't even think it gets to that. I just think that they're going to, that this is just a process moving. I think I don't know the legal reasons, but I just got to believe that Ime's not going to sit a season suspended with no money. I just can't see them bringing him back.
Maybe what they do, Fred, is they hold on to him. All of the PR goes down. They know that after a while, the PR hit's going to blow away.
And this kid does not do well.
Well,
and it's an implosion.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying he's still never going to come back. I'm saying what they could be doing is they could wait for everything to blow over where other teams wouldn't be afraid to possibly make some sort of first-round pick offer to get him to be their coach. Because that I could see happening. I could see after all this blows over, I mean, every team is going to want Ime Udoka as long as they don't get the PR hit and people have kind of forgotten about it.
It
depends on what he did. That, of course it does. It totally depends on what he did. But, the Celtics are probably saying, we paid all this for this guy. He's embarrassed us. Let's at least get something out of getting rid of him.
This is all very cynical. Or very cutthroat. I just got to imagine they're gonna fire him.
Then why didn't they fire
him? He's gonna resign.
Then why didn't they fire him?
Maybe there is a legal reason they didn't. I don't know. I don't know anything. That's the thing. Is that what do I know? I don't know anything. Maybe at 11 o'clock we'll all be enlightened. But it's like I said. If it was a short suspension, you'd be like, okay. If they fired him, you'd be like, okay. The whole suspended for this length of time is what makes it so odd. I hope I haven't upset anyone over there by saying that.
The promoter's.
How's the hotline? Is the hotline ringing?
No.
We're okay.
I don't even know for sure. It might have been a listener that said something to Rick, but if I don't think so, I think it was the team.
I'm,
someone's like, you know, wait, would you think you could even joke about that and they wouldn't get mad? I was pointing out how ridiculous it would be. Stupid.
The promoter of the Antonio Brown thing, he's tweeting back. He says flights were delayed from Miami, unfortunately, so he missed the Worcester show. But
send over a pallet of your finest champagne.
I just tweeted him back and I said, "Have you heard from him? Any confirmation he's actually here in town?" that's what I want. Like,
he was very interested in seeing old Ironside.
Yeah, you're not going to get a tweet back on that one.
No, I understand that he's saying that he missed a flight, or somebody is saying his flight was delayed. But is he in town now? That's what matters.
I've heard that he wanted to visit Plymouth Rock first thing. That's why he was.
That's right. He was a history buff.
He is. He loves to. He's in Lexington looking. He's a at all the battlefields. All right. I have to pee, which is going to be about a 15-minute process. So
Fred's still not moving that fast.
Yeah,
How many times you got to restart the engine on that one?
I just lean against the wall.
That's right.
All right. So let's try to get this done in a timely manner.
Okay.
So take your time with the headlines, right. John. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
TMR.
It really is just a reality check. It's just how no one cares.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
All right, we are Toucher and Rich. Hey, it's the fat guy from Cobra Kai.
Is he like a stand-up comedian? Stingray is his name, right? On the show?
I know. So you know the two guys that work at the car dealership that like randomly are still on it?
Yeah, and one of them is a comedian.
Yeah, the shorter guy.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, I saw a billboard with his face on it over by Gillette recently. I guess he was performing at Plain Ridge, maybe? I think.
Oh, he was on I Think You Should Leave? What guy was he?
Well, I know he was also on that show with Kevin James about the NASCAR drivers.
So you would figure he wouldn't have to work again. Yes.
So he was, it was when all the guys were hanging out at the house and he wouldn't sleep over and they were all trashing their lives.
Yes.
And Jamie Pickles, she helped him.
Where the guy was stealing all the dude's lines at the play, yes.
Oh, that's right, okay.
Yeah, I watched I Think You Should Leave yesterday.
It's a great show.
As I'm house pal.
Which episode did you watch?
I watched the one where the woman has the intervention at the house she believed that was built by Jim Davis of the Garfield house.
Which I didn't think was that great of a skit.
No, but it was just the episode that I was playing.
Okay, all right.
I'm not overly motivated. I stare at my foot for 5 minutes and I look at the TV for 2 minutes.
Every once in a while, I'll just pick out a skit and watch it. Like the Carl Havoc one, I've probably watched like 30 times. Like the Everything's Upside Down prank show where he dresses the old man and he gets so hot that he wants to kill himself. He's just like so angry at the world. And then, of course, the one with the bones were their money where he writes the country song.
Yeah, that was the same episode as the Garfield house. I have grown to appreciate the TC Tuggers. Just like because just when they're at that, like, you know, my so-called Lifetime show, and then the principal comes out, you can't make fun of it. You're not allowed to make fun of it. It's not a joke.
I got to watch it again, because that was another one that kind of I thought was okay.
Yeah, so, I thought it was okay, but then the more I watch it, I just, like, it's not a joke. You can't make fun of it. It's for tugging.
And the
kids are like, yeah.
Well, that's one of those shows that I think I understand, like, who I can hang out with if they find that show funny or if they don't. But there's a lot of shows and there's a lot of things that I find funny that a lot of people don't. And then there's the opposite. Stuff that the world finds funny that I just don't seem to get. And I would say that the Chad Powers skit that Eli Manning just made that went viral is one of those things. So if you have not seen it, there was a video that went around, and I don't even know what it was for. I saw it.
It was Eli's got a show. Peyton used to have a show for ESPN. Eli's got a show for, like, ESPN Plus. Yeah. Eli's Travels or whatever.
This skit just said, Fred, don't click on it.
Smart move.
Well, the reason I finally did it, because so many people are retweeting it saying this is hysterical. And
Well, anything they do. There's a certain segment of the population. If you have a golf club in your hand or you're a Manning, or they're gonna explode with excitement.
So the skit is Eli Manning goes undercover and tries out for the quarterback of Penn State. So
as a walk on,
and they make him.
Penn State's the place you want to be going undercover and pulling pranks. Did he go to the showers?
No, he didn't. But he looks kind of like an older dude, and they never really explain why this old guy is trying out for...
He's going to be defensive coordinator.
Well, man, they never...
Doesn't this seem incredibly misguided?
Everything about it seems misguided. So he shows up, and it's supposed to be like, wow, this guy's kind of nutty, but he had, like, no joke. We have some of the clip right here.
Let me decide how long this goes on.
So
he's got a big funny nose on. I see that.
He's got a mustache.
In fairness, it's not immediately recognizable that it's Eli Manning.
That's 99% of the joke, I'd imagine.
It's everything is upside down. It's Carl Havoc.
I got a big nose.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's funny. It's oversized.
I
like the Brady Bunch music. I will give him that.
Chad's got to run. Chad, run fast. The receivers we got. Think they can run? Better be able to run fast.
I got a hose.
Chad's got to run. Chad, run fast. Fast Chad. I like that. Fast Chad. Think fast, run fast, right? This flow might slow me down, too.
So,
see that you had the idea and you taped it. Who decided to release it?
Right. It's like somebody should have written some jokes or things he could have said to get a reaction.
But you get a lot of ideas in life, and you go to execute them, and they don't work out.
We've done that many a time, and we've actually put them on the air, and they've backfired. But you're right. Every once in a while you go, it wasn't going to work. But the thing that I thought would have been at least a payoff, if it wasn't funny, the payoff would have been that Chad Powers, this kind of, you know, scuzzy looking quarterback guy, would light it up in front of the coaches. Like, right. I mean, like Eli Manning obviously played professional quarterback in the NFL, won 2 Super Bowls. Like, to have him go out there and then be like, who's this idiot? Kind of like those TikTok videos of the guys who walk into Guitar Center and all of a sudden, you're never going to believe that I can shred in real life. So for him to go in and just start slinging it, but they didn't even have that in there. Like, he just threw it a couple times, but no one's really watching him do it. And now Penn State is selling Chad Powers T-shirts. And this is something that they're, like, not only selling online, but going to sell in stores. And they want to start a TV show, a Chad Powers TV show, on its own outside of the Eli's Places thing that he does for ESPN. They're going to branch it off. And to that, I wonder who, A, is going to buy this, and B, are we insane? Because everyone tweeted how great it was, and no one around us, like no one found it funny. Mike didn't. Dan didn't. I know you didn't, John. Nope. Very strange. Sometimes I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone.
And Peyton Manning's obviously was great on Saturday Night Live, legitimately. But if it's like some viral sports garbage, I'm not looking at it.
Someone said Eli then began handing out ukuleles.
Which we talked about off the air. If you don't know, there was a Southwest flight 6 hours to Hawaii where they handed everyone on the plane a ukulele and then proceeded to give an on-air ukulele lesson. And we were even talking about off-air just how terribly, terribly misguided that was. Not creating radio, just why you just didn't hand the ukuleles when people got off the plane and had someone at the gate saying, if you would like to learn ukulele, but handing everyone a noisemaking instrument on a six-hour tube.
Well, did you see that Amtrak retweeted that picture of all of them on there? And it said, "We have. By the way, we have quiet cars.
Yeah, if you're a rival of Southwest Airlines, you're rubbing your hands together.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You think this is the greatest thing ever. Well, the Will Smith comeback has already been planned. And it seems like Apple TV like spent a ton of money on a brand new movie that's supposed to be coming out. It was supposed to come out around Oscar time. But they don't know what to do with it. They're kind of stuck with this, waiting to find out whether or not people are going to forgive Will Smith.
No.
But in the meantime, he's looking to remake a movie called a new sci-fi movie called Brilliance. And I guess it's a remake of a sci-fi movie from back in the day. And this is supposed to be if Apple TV decides to hold on to the movie that he made, this is going to be his first major lead role since that. And I don't know whether or not
it's been so long.
I know.
I mean, I can't believe we've gone this long without him having a lead role in a film.
Does anyone care? Like now that he did that, like if he came out in a movie that looked like it would be a pretty good movie,
would you go see it? No, never.
You wouldn't see the movie?
Nope.
Really?
No, I think what he did is absolutely inexcusable.
Yeah, it sucked.
No, I think it's inexcusable, and I wouldn't help further that guy's career. And there's nothing it's not conceivable there'd be something that he'd be in that I'd like want to see that badly. Cause he's never been in anything that I was like, this is like so great. You know, I hate the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Sure.
He wore his jacket, his suit jacket inside out cause he was rebelling against prep school rules. There's nothing Will Smith has done that I thought the dumb Venus Williams movie was stupid.
Well, I mean,
I didn't think he was good in it.
To me, I thought it was bad. It was, you know, obviously, you know, ill-conceived. He shouldn't have done it. And we spent a lot of time on it, but now I don't really care as much. Like, I'm not so angry at him.
He represents everything that's abhorrent about Hollywood. He was able to get up there and slap a guy in the face,
yeah.
Sit back down. Then he had people like coming to console him. They didn't kick him out. And then he accepted an award because he's a cuck. Sat there crying and like a big baby. No, that was inexcusable. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it was the most brilliant thing I've ever seen on television. But no, I would never see
who's,
something.
Who's hosting the Oscars this year?
I don't know. When is it's not too late.
I know, but we had talked about that a while ago.
Chris Rock said no.
Chris Rock
I'm wondering if they found a replacement.
But seriously, is there a movie that Will Smith has come out in? That you or a project Will Smith has done, music, television, movie, that if it was coming out for the first time now, you would be like, I gotta see it.
Independence Day.
See, I never saw Independence Day.
When Independence Day came out, that movie was awesome.
That was really good.
That was fun.
That's right.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, but was he the guy that made it awesome?
Or he was part of it. He's a major part of it.
Or was there crazy graphics?
Well, of course, the special effects were good, and you had what's his name, Judd Hirsch. Big role in that.
Jeff Goldblum, Judd Hirsch. Oh, yes. It was his dad, right? It was Jeff Goldblum's dad, Judd Hirsch.
All you need is love.
I can see that.
John Lennon. Terrible.
I bet you Judd Hirsch, not much older than Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm. Robert Loggia was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him how to bring those sons of bitches down.
Bill Pullman is the president of the United States.
Loggia always seems drunk in every movie he does.
Because he is.
Drunk and orange in Scarface.
Yeah,
they painted him orange in that movie.
I mean, there was no Cuban actors available for any role.
I mean, he's just Robert Loggia just shows up in his day.
Yeah.
But Independence Day especially, he just looks like he's lost on the set.
They couldn't find one Cuban actor for Scarface.
I mean, it's true.
Judd Hirsch is 87, and by the way, he's going to be kicking around for a lot longer because he has survived a Dear John letter.
It's true.
Someone said Ali was a great Will Smith movie. Ali was fine.
I liked Ali a lot.
I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was very good.
I have no desire to see Ali. You know why?
Why?
Because I lived it.
Huh.
I was there. Louisville, Kentucky. Young Cassius Clay. All right, anything else?
Sure. You know, if you want to get to it, your favorite guy loves your favorite band.
Oh, yeah, I watched this. Could he be more affected too? Like, like Brandon Boyd from Incubus is just such a poser. It's unbelievable. He's got, like, a cardigan on.
Do we hold on to this till Monday?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Hold on to it. Oh, no, don't do it now.
Because they ask him his favorite band is Fish, of course, because whatever. But he's so affected in this. Like, he's in his living room, and he, like, won't, like, look at the camera, he's, like, twisting around, and he's in a cardigan. Like, he's such a poser with his dumb, stupid rap rock band.
Just of all the people who found this, John Wallach, credit to him.
Yeah, I watched it when he sent it to me, and like, it's just amazing. He's such a poser. Like, this is what artists would do. I can't sit still. I'm constantly twisting and thinking.
He has written books of poetry.
Yeah, right. And he does have imagery like the night sky looks like a backlit canopy with holes punched in it, which is about the most literal way that you could ever describe this guy ever.
One of my favorite stupid games we ever played was, is it Incubus or Gandalf?
And he didn't react well to it while I mumbled it to him while I was wasted interviewing him. All right, well, hopefully I'll be able to walk on Monday. If not, we're in big trouble.
I'm jealous once again of Zolak and Bertrand, who will be on our Boston affiliate, getting to run the Ime Udoka press conference.
11 a.m. Nice.
We're not Ime Udoka, the Celtics. And then
again,
just
sports news breaks, we break it.
You do.
Yes,
you absolutely do. All right, enjoy them. That'll do it for us, everyone. Have a good weekend. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.